Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tiger Sports Shop. I'm on their site right now, and I got to tell you, man, I was in there the other day, and it reminds me to go back and to get ready. Football season right around the corner, and you want to get your jump on it. The countdown to kickoff is less than 60 days now, and you want to get your jump on the best when it comes to your game day apparel and your tailgating apparel and all your tailgate needs and everything. Let the folks over at the Tiger Sports Shop. New stuff coming in all the time, which means great things on two things. A, you get new stuff. B, you get all the other stuff that's already on sale. So some good-looking summer things, some baseball jerseys and hats having a big sale now that the baseball season's over. You know, I got a couple of Clemson baseball hats. You love that stuff. It's our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. Look, you can search it online. The UPS, they'll ship that out to you today, 800-933-7297. Or they'd really love for you to stop by both locations, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard. Go by and see our great friends at Tiger Sports Shop or online at tigersports.com. Thursday, I know it's July 4th. The man's still working hard because he's putting up articles everywhere. It's our good friend, Paul Streloaf, tigerillustrated.com. Hey, good morning, Paul. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Couldn't be better. I got to start out and ask you, man. Boogie Cousins? What? This isn't fair, is it? This is not fair
it's
anymore.
It's really much ado about nothing. I mean, he won't be back till after the turn of the calendar. You know, how many big men return from Achilles tendon? You know, if you're Golden State, it's a lower risk, potentially higher reward, but it's not exactly some huge thing that's going to further shift the NBA toward their favor.
Well, how much more favor do you need through all that? That's a very humbled Paul Strelow trying to convince me that's not a big deal. We'll see when playoff time comes around. We'll see that. Hey, Paul, we find guys all the time. Not they find them. You've known about guys all the time, but at least from us, the readers and the people don't do it professionally. You find guys every once in a while that kind of pop up on the radar screen. And I want to know about Shamir McCollum, a kid from over at Dillon, over in the PD area, defensive end, kind of an undersized guy that seemingly has piqued a lot of interest as of late. Why is Clemson in it? Why weren't they in it? Why are they in it? What kind of player they're talking about? Give me a little rundown of a defensive end prospect from Dillon.
Yeah, Shamir McCollum. He's 6'4", someone that Clemson has known about for a while. They had in camp last year. You know, really 2 years ago, Shamir McCollum was 100 in the 160s, closer to 170 pounds. You know, that's not a much of a you know, big time Power Five conference prospect. Camps last season, last summer, you know, he's closer to the 190s, you know, and profiling much more as a guy who, you know, a SoCon school would look at, you know, with its frame and just kind of where he was weight wise, you know, and so as the course of the season goes on and spring camps and stuff. You know, I think he kind of profiled more. You know, if you're Clemson, look at him. You know, you're thinking, you know, a sub-package guy, a situational player who could be a pass rush guy because he's, you know, in the 200s. Now he's up to 215. You know, and again, that's not ideal weight, you know, over the long haul. But can you get him into where he's 250, 245? And be closer to an every down defensive end. And so I think just over the course of his high school development, he's gone from, you know, a lower tier prospect to, you know, someone that was kind of fringe. Would he be App State? He had some of the lower, you know, Power Five teams in terms of kind of where they're able to recruit right now, you know, like a UNC kind of involved with him. And so, you know, I think just more, it's a testament to he's gone to camps, and continued to improve. And so he doesn't have a Clemson offer right now, but I think he's certainly kind of worked into the conversation for, okay, if you're Clemson and you miss on a couple of the guys that are priority on the board, you know, he might be someone that Clemson turns to in August or even wait and see first four games of his senior film and kind of see where he is before you make a judgment on. So, you know, again, kind of a testament to why you cannot necessarily, you know, a lot of these kids come onto the radar early, you know, as after their freshman year in high school, and that's, you know, we want us to go ahead and decide, are they four stars, five stars, you know, and slap a label on them. You know, a lot of these kids take time to develop, to grow, and, you know, it still remains to be seen what the market will be for McCollum, but he's someone who has improved his value, you know, based on his physical growth, and a lot of teams kind of like his motor.
Quarterback Brendan Clark, a guy that Clemson was involved with, chose Notre Dame as expected yesterday on July 4th. Clemson still wants to take another quarterback, I think. Talk to me about the board and the thought process going into the second part of the summer at quarterback.
Oh, I think if you're Clemson, you know, it's not like defensive back where, you know, there are guys who will surface. There will be a lot of volatility, and you can find defensive backs. You know, quarterbacks come onto the radar pretty early, and they are one position where you should know. Really, you know, now a lot of times these guys are pretty much judged by where they are coming out of their sophomore years. You don't have a lot of standout quarterbacks that nobody knows about. You know, coming out, you know, who just suddenly surfaced their senior season. So I think if you're Clemson, there's no rush to really work your way through the market right now, because I don't think there are a ton of attractive options for them for, you know, what would be the second quarterback of their class. I think you kind of just wait and see, you know, do coaching changes, you know, do those create some opportunities or availabilities, you know, come October, November. You know, I think if you're Clemson, you don't rush into trying to find another quarterback. If you've got Ben Batson, who you've now put on scholarship, you're in, you know, prime position with DJ Uiagalelei, then, you know, how much do you truly need a fifth quarterback, which you're taking for the numbers and the practice arm, and as much for those circumstances. So, you know, bottom line is, I don't think you immediately see Clemson push for somebody else. I think that you take your time and just kind of wait and see what's out there, knowing that, you know, pushing for the guy right now, you know, you're probably going to get that quality. Or you can get that quality if you come back and try for a prospect later on in the cycle.
Just because you do it so good, give me DJ's name one more time. I love it when you do this.
DJ Uiagalelei.
There you go.
Lale, excuse me. There, I butchered it on the Uiagalelei.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Hey, Paul, we had more of the openings, more of the five stars, more of the Adidas and Nikes and Under Armours and all these kind of things. Any camp stuff come out since we last talked? Any of these performances really stand out? Any news coming out of that?
Well, so we had the Rivals five-star challenge late last week in Atlanta. You know, really kind of the buzz coming out of that as it pertained to Clemson. I think both Brighton Constantine, the linebacker from New Orleans, and the tight end Jalen Lay from Riverdale, Georgia, both of those guys drew the attention of our regional analysts. I don't think a lot of you know, our national guys had truly seen Jalen Lay, and to just see him in person, you realize how big he is. And I think just on sheer stature, that's where a lot of the raves have come, and our national analyst Mike Farrell opined he couldn't end up being the top tight end prospect in this class, based on really just how huge he is, and there aren't a ton of great appealing tight ends this class. So, you know, Lay generated favorable reviews. Brighton Constantine did well in 7-on-7 play and then the individual drills. He's continued to kind of shine at our camp circuit stuff and would be a reasonable candidate to get a bump later on as a result, I think. Clemson continues to be involved with some of the other defensive linemen there. Obviously, DeMonte Capehart of 2020, it was a good experience for him at the five-star challenge. Clemson's in it pretty well with Miles Murphy, another highly decorated 2020 defensive lineman. And then Clay Webb, the center from Oxford, Alabama. You know, I think we wrote about this morning. I think Clemson is in much better contention or has a lot better odds than people are giving them. You know, where really because people are framing Webb as a foregone conclusion to Alabama, and I don't think that's the case quite right now.
Well, look, Paul, we're 7 months away. You need to know right now, you know. We're 7 months away from signing day, but boy, let's panic for the next 7 months through all of that. How about calendar-wise? We're in a new calendar because of summer recruiting, because of official visits that took place earlier than ever before. Quiet periods, dead periods, kind of walk us through. And I know we got a cookout. Walk us through, like, what the calendar looks like for the month of July.
It's under the new rules. There was the dead period began June 25th, so really prospects and coaches cannot have face-to-face interaction. Prospects can't go to colleges and make visits here for these next couple weeks. You know, there can be social media interaction and things of that nature, but you can't do. Basically, there can't be any visits, and so that lasts until the end of July. And then there's a one-week period there in the final week of July where, you know, it's going to be a free-for-all now before there's another dead period starting August 1 when college coaches, you know, then turn the page to their preseason recruiting or, excuse me, preseason work with their teams. So it's a, every school is holding some kind of recruiting event. You know, the Clemson has annually done the All-In Cookout. But certainly you've got Georgia and Alabama and all the other schools are having some kind of event. Most of theirs are coming that Saturday. Clemson's is the Friday night. So it's a lot of this month is a lot of jockeying for position, trying to get the guys you want to come to your event because there's going to be a lot of competition for that. So that's really about the only true recruiting, heavy recruiting that's going on beyond just your general interaction with guys. And then it'll kind of be a big week there, the free-for-all, trying to get everybody in. And then coaches kind of turn the page and start reassessing their boards in August. Okay, here's where we stand with this guy. Do we want to continue having him as our priority? Do we want to expand our board going into the fall so that we've got more options? Those kind of discussions will start taking place once the summer is done.
I know everybody, again, we want to get ahead of the game and know before it happens here. Final question for you, Paul. Clemson's 7th in Rivals.com team ranking right now in recruiting, and it seemed like some panic about being 7th. But 18 total commitments. You talk about the number. Overall, it's a bigger number than we've seen. We talk about that every week. I know it's a fluid deal in there. But also the staff's philosophy of getting a lot of this done before the season. Give us, the overall number, the fluidity, and what we can see on that. We talked a little bit about last week. And also, before we actually go to fall camp, how many more commitments could the Tigers see?
You know, I think overall, the big picture numbers-wise, I think when you start adding in early enrollees and even potential gray shirts, you can see this class get somewhere between 28 and 30 total. You can only count 25 toward the NCAA's hard cap number each year. But with early enrollees and every, you know, different ways to bring in guys and count them back or count them forward, you know, I think there will be 28 to 30 new players from this 2019 group of prospects. As to how many come by the end of the summer, you know, I think certainly Clemson is trying to close the deal on a couple of prospects here. Avonta Bentley, a linebacker out of Alabama, who will be is expected to be there for the All-In Cookout later this month. Spencer Lytle, a linebacker from California, who's making a decision August 4th. I think if you're Clemson, you would like to go into the fall with at least two, if not three, offensive line commitments. So I would think at least one more there. They've got Joseph Ngata coming in, the four-star receiver from California, expected to be into the All-In Cookout. And Clemson's kind of seeing, we'll see where it is coming out of the summer with a couple of defensive linemen, as well as two defensive backs that we've mentioned for Jalen Phillips from Archer, who has a commitment coming in August. But really the writing is on the wall that will be Clemson. And his teammate, almost five-star cornerback Andrew Booth, that the Clemson-Auburn battle going down the stretch. And he's another one that wants to be decided by the end of the summer. So generally I say that Clemson wants to have two-thirds to three-fourths, kind of in that 66 to 75% of their class in hand coming out of the summer, and then kind of isolate on a few targets to kind of ride it out with going into November and December, and then they'll reassess their position there. But I do think having a bird in hand at a number of positions, particularly as big as this class will be volume-wise, is more important this year than it has been the last two cycles when they didn't have the numbers that necessarily mandated them doing that.
Hey, Paul, I've got a minute. I want to do this next week. I want to talk a little more basketball with you. I want to preview it, though. Clemson basketball, a storyline or two, and then the overall feeling. Has the Sweet 16 appearance built some momentum in Clemson basketball recruiting?
I think the big storyline, and it won't necessarily be resolved here, is the July travel period and all the big tournaments come up. But really, what will happen with Josiah James, the five-star point guard out of Charleston? Clemson has been in there as early as anyone and in as strong a shape as anyone, if not more so. They've really got a strong foundation there. But he's someone whose play has continued to open eyes everywhere he's gone and as the cycles have continued. And so you've seen a Duke come into play, Michigan State, where his father played. Kansas starting to try and get involved. So how much can Clemson fight off or compete with the Blue Bloods, so to speak, as it goes down the stretch here? I still think James will take official visit and do all that in September and early October, and this will go for a little while. But I think I think Clemson will get one. I'm interested to see just how well, how brightly does James Starr shine this summer, and what does that do for his profile as well as the competition for him going into the fall? To me, he's kind of the signature target right now for Clemson.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about that again next week. You're the best, man. Congratulations on Boogie Cousins. Congratulations on another world championship. Keep up the great work. I know it's a lot of vacation time for a lot of folks. Not you. Tiger Illustrated is great. The place to subscribe is tigerillustrated.com. If you're a Clemson fan and you're not subscribed, or even if you're sharing stinking passwords, man, sign up for it now. Do it on your own. Support these guys. They do the best job of anybody out there. And I can't thank you enough for coming on with us, Paul. Let's talk next week. Have a great week between now and then.
Appreciate it, Megan.
All right, buddy. That's Paul Strelow of TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, my good friends at Prime Lending, I saw some Mark Hawkins stuff. I saw Mark and his sons and on some Facebook stuff, and seeing them, man, it reminded me to tell you just how good these people are, how family-oriented they are. I don't know about any of my friends at some of these national companies. I don't have those friends. I don't know about friends at the 800 companies, the dot-com companies all over the place. I don't know, but I know here locally in the upstate of South Carolina and the locally, wherever you're hearing my voice right now, there are Prime Lending employees, Plains Capital Company, people who are ready to lend you money, people who are ready to get you in your new home, to renovate your current home, or to refinance you and put your family in a much better financial situation. Look, it's your biggest investment. Why not take care of it that way? Why not put it that way? Why not just search around that way and see if he can maybe put you in a 15-year or a 20-year compared to 30, or maybe you know, refinancing can be remodeling can add value to it and increase at the end. It is our wonderful friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Start that conversation today with the award-winning team, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mr. Orr 24, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Let's talk some NC State window. Why I don't think it's closing. We'll do that when you return for more after this.
Hi friends, Mickey Fowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. When you use Groupon to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, you can use Groupon to save towards things you might not do every day. Save at a salon and have money to try out that new restaurant, go to a concert, or get a massage. The more you save, the more you can do. It's not rocket science. It's saving money. Hello? Download the app and save. Groupon.
This 4th of July, your Health Dare team wants you to experience freedom from symptoms like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea. Join clients like Larissa's husband, who stopped snoring after just a few weeks on the program and lowered his cholesterol. Sandy no longer has IBS symptoms, and she had them for 27 years. Jimmy was taken off his metformin within 2 weeks on the Health Dare. Lonzo's off his blood pressure meds, lost 200 pounds, and has kept it off for 2 years. The Health Dare works, and we want to help you take your life back. It's such an easy program. You don't have to go to the gym, and there's only two things you can't have. You can even have fast food. Don't wait. Book your free consultation today. And this week, you can buy one program and get one free. You can even start the Health Dare after that July picnic. Just come in this week to receive our Independence Day special. Grab your spouse or a friend and come in to see how we can help you experience freedom this year. Go to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Anderson at the Civic Center. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 till 5, Sunday 10 till 4. Guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. This weekend at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. Be there.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My hands on myself.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Only one of us has experienced Urban Nirvana. I experienced the good side of Urban Nirvana, because when I buy Meredith a gift card, it's easy, man. Look, I act like I'm some sort of hero. All I do is click on it. All I do is purchase it, and then I give it to her. Then I am a kind of a hero around here. But she loves it. As a matter of fact, she still has a little bit left over from her Christmas present that she still does. So she's got to go over to Urban Nirvana soon. One of us has experienced
that. I would argue that I've experienced the good side of Urban Nirvana, being at Urban Nirvana, getting a little couples massage there.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was just fantastic. They take care of your every want, need, or desire. Anything that you could possibly need while you're in there, they'll cater to that. And they take criticism and advice, and whatever you need, they will take care of. Nice little changing rooms, little locker rooms to get you some sandals, nice little robe. There's essential oils and just hot stone massages and everything that you want. Urban Nirvana has Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com, locations in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston. Check them out today.
Love it, man. Absolutely love it. Hey, let me give you this. I'm like I know a lot of people out there right now are, you know, maybe at home, maybe just getting up, maybe a little late, maybe going to the office a little late or whatever, July 4th, a little hangover late.
4th of July hangover.
Yeah, you know, I can understand that.
I got to scare you out a little bit.
I was reading during the break, like David Pollack has a tweet out, and it's like, man, thank goodness college football is almost here.
58 days, 3 hours, 52 minutes, and 4 seconds.
See, it's not almost here, though. That's the problem.
Two months away.
Yeah. And to me, the August is the worst because you hear a few practice reports and things like this. I get that.
Maybe even get out to a practice or two.
Well, I hope so, because I want to see Trevor Lawrence sling the football around a little bit. Like,
they're going to bar us in practice, man. We keep doing this.
Oh, no. I hope not, at least. I'm going to be interested to see what it looks like this year. But, like, Wimbledon, is there anything significant going on in Wimbledon right now?
Significant? No, not yet. Everybody that's supposed to have won has won so far. And it's just it's status quo at the moment.
Okay, so football's better than Wimbledon right now, right?
I mean, this is live sporting events, so by default, Wimbledon has to be better. There's no football going on right now.
No. We're going to talk NC State football here for the final 30 minutes. My point is, talking NC State football and how it pertains to Clemson and the Atlantic Division, that's a better sports talk than Wimbledon, correct?
That's a different conversation. Yeah, that's a better topic, but, okay. You know, yeah.
All right. Joey Chestnut eating 74 hot dogs. That's interesting.
That takes the cake right there. We'll talk about that for 30 minutes if you want to.
That's it. But not like baseball, we follow baseball, and it's going to be great. The Braves are great. The Braves have a 1.5 game lead now. We talked about Washington struggles. We gave you the Braves and the Yankees series. And
what was that series again?
Yankees won 2-1.
Is that right?
Won 2 out of 3. Yeah, they won the series 2 out of 3.
They did?
Yes.
Interesting. I thought the Braves won it.
But, well, because of the short right porch, the Yankees took advantage of it, and the Braves had to hit to the chasm.
They backed the fences up.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? Like, the Yankees don't have that many left-handed hitters in the lineup anymore.
They don't.
I saw that stat the other day. Well, A-Rod, who's great, by the way, pointed out that the percentages of Yankee left-handed hitters have gone down through the years, and yet this is still the best team they've had maybe since 1998, which is kind of crazy.
The only reason Greg Bird's still in that stinking lineup right now.
He's just not very good right now. But that's okay. He'll come around. We'll see what it looks like there. So, again, there's the World Cup is off. Today is off. Yesterday they played. They're off today.
They were off yesterday.
Off yesterday off today.
And then play tomorrow.
Right, quarterfinals tomorrow. So I mean, some of the things are out there. By the way, are you concerned about Gleyber Torres?
10-day DL, little hip flexor strain is what they're calling it. Yeah. I would expect him to probably come back after the All-Star break, but not overly concerned yet. He played yesterday. He had tweaked it beforehand, and he was good enough to play yesterday, and then they just kind of let him go and put him on DL for 10 days here.
All right. So all that said, previewing Atlantic Division and talking about teams and programs and where they are and big picture and where they are, I like this a lot better. And that's why I wanted to get to NC State in the second half. We talked a lot of Louisville in the first half. Didn't respect Louisville. Look, I'm not a Dave Doran fan. I don't want to pretend like I'm a Dave Doran fan. I mean, some of the numbers out there still, and they went 9-4 last year. But still, you need to be reminded of it. He's still 34-30 at NC State. He's still, there's a couple of his numbers to shock you. He's 0-8 versus top 10 teams. He's 2-11 versus top 25 teams. He's 15-25 in the ACC. And how about this one, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24? He's 19-15 at home. What? He's going into his sixth year here. And remember now, of the home games, there's one win against Louisiana Tech, one against Richmond, one against Central Michigan, one against Georgia Southern, one against Old Dominion, one against South Florida, and one against Presbyterian. South Florida was away from home. So that's just six of those. One against Troy, one Eastern Kentucky, and one against William and Mary, one against Old Dominion, one against Marshall, one against Furman. That being said, against Power 5 schools at home, he's 12-15. I mean, those numbers are shocking to me, just how bad Dave Doran has been at NC State.
Those numbers are contract extension worthy.
Remember this? Tennessee wanted to hire him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tennessee tried to hire him.
They had to lock him up to keep him there.
Yeah. How does that make you feel if you're Jeremy Pruitt, if a guy that they tried to hire Dave Doran before the trial? Dave Doran turned him down and you took the job. Zach, like, have you ever had like a girlfriend where you would say,
no, never.
You know, like, well, I think she's attractive, but like some of my buddies really don't like, you kind of wonder, like, well, for me, but I don't know what everybody else is not seeing here. Dave Doran.
You think I'm answering that question?
No, because I know your future wife's listening. But you get it, like, Dave Doran is a guy that, A, I don't get. And then Tennessee, how in the world you could even think twice about even talking to, why, how would you even interview Dave Doran? What, like, how did he emerge on your list at Tennessee?
Proximity? Maybe he's up there recruiting so much?
He's not recruiting great. He's recruiting good. He's not recruiting great. Anyway, those numbers just don't make sense to me. By the way, we've got some numbers matter coming up here in a minute. But I'm going to do kind of a pivot here for you a little bit. And thinking that I'm not totally, obviously I'm not sold on Dave Doran, but I think he can still get it done there a little bit. They're recruiting pretty doggone well. Last year's class was pretty good. He's really beaten North Carolina in the state a little bit now, and he's beaten Duke and Wake Forest and East Carolina a little bit in the state now. They've got a little bit of momentum through some of that now. And this class especially, I'll go over this class here in a second.
Yep.
And the other thing is, like, you still got James Madison and Georgia State on the schedule, maybe Marshall. Still got West Virginia Marshall there.
Yeah.
But the point is this. Normally, if you lose Chubb, and normally if you lose B.J. Hill and Contavious Streets, and if you lose Julian Jones and Jared Fernandez and those guys, Moore and Boone and some of the guys you lost in defense, normally you go, you know, man, I don't like your chances here. They only have three returning starters on defense. And, oh, by the way, it wasn't a great defense last year. They gave up 25 a game. They held opponents under 400 yards a game, 384. But the secondary wasn't great. They gave it 253 through the air. Now, normally you say it might be a little down year for you. But I got to tell you, in on offense, you lose Nyheim Himes, who had 1,100 yards converting to wide receiver. And you lose the most important player on offense in Jalen Samuels, who was just the key fit. What a great athlete he was. But I got some good news for you here.
All right, Finley comes home. Comes back.
Finley comes back. The wide receivers in Harmon and Myers Stephen Lewis, yeah. Those guys come back. And then you got a chance. Ricky Person's a freshman that was a highly recruited guy. I'm not sure about Gillespie, you know, coming back again. But you got a chance on offense, man, to do some stuff.
You return the entire left side of your offensive line, left tackle, left guard, and in the center there.
Right.
And then, of course, Ryan Finley is the big piece there, the one that we kind of glossed over for a second. Ryan Finley completed his first 14 passes against Clemson when they played up there in Raleigh. This is a guy who can lead this team, and he can do it very, very well, as he's shown. They have a shot at being above where we think they're going to be with Ryan Finley at the helm.
He was good. Last year, completed 65% of his balls. He completed 312 of 479, 3,500 yards, 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He's a decent athlete, rushed for a couple hundred yards and 3 touchdowns. So he's not the statue back there in the pocket. NC State can do some damage with this offense. Harmon's a guy who was committed to South Carolina. The Gamecocks kind of backed out on. They made a mistake there, I felt like. Harmon's a big 6'3 kid that had over 1,000 yards receiving last year. This little Jacoby Myers is a, I say little, he's 6'2 guy that's a good, you know, 63 guy there.
Just a little fella.
Well, Steven Lewis, this is a big wide receiver group. They don't run great, but they're all 6'1, 6'2, 6'3, and they're all 200, 210, 215 pound guys. It's a really good wide receiver group with a quarterback coming back for his fifth year. And, you know, some people thought I might turn pro. My point here is they're recruiting pretty good at State. The senior quarterback coming back, they've got some big home games. You know, the West Virginia game, getting Boston College and Virginia at home, getting Florida State at home. But this season, I think that West Virginia game is the biggest game for them. NC State opens up with James Madison, then Georgia State, then West Virginia. If you beat West Virginia, you're 3-0.
Well, let's run down it real quick. You have them 3-0. You haven't beaten West Virginia or no? We're giving them wins against James Madison and Georgia State.
I'm going to go loss.
You're going loss. So you're 2-1 to start the season.
Yeah. Let me touch on that, though, Zach.
Yeah,
because
here's
the thing. And again, we did this with Louisville with the Florida State game. And I'm going to do it with NC State and this West Virginia game.
Louisville.
Oh, your whole season turns on that one game because of momentum and confidence. An NC State squad that's 2-1 after losing to West Virginia, your two wins would be James Madison and Georgia State, and you lose your one big game. They might be ranked coming in, whatever. You lose that one, you're like, we hadn't beaten anybody in September. If you win that one, you're beating a ranked West Virginia squad, and you're 3-0, you go to Marshall maybe 4-0, and then you got two home games to start at the conference, winnable games in Virginia, Boston College. You know, you could be 6-0 before an open date to going to Clemson. And if you're 6-0, you're ranked 12th, 15th in the country, something like that, with some confidence going to Clemson. If you lose to West Virginia, and even if you beat Marshall, Virginia Tech, and Boston College, you're 5-1. But the thing that they'll say is you hadn't beaten anybody. And I'm not sure you beat Virginia and Boston College if you don't beat West Virginia. So that game is like the total key to the whole season and the confidence level, momentum-wise. NC State team that beats West Virginia is different than an NC State team that loses to West Virginia.
Okay, so you have them losing to West Virginia.
2-1. Dave Dorn.
They're a different home team. Add right. Marshall on the 22nd. The Thundering Herd.
Could have a hangover. You could.
But you have them not having a hangover here.
I'll get State a win. They'll split with the two West Virginia teams, West Virginia and Marshall.
Texts are getting in, though, saying James Madison is not a gimme. Do only James Madison fans say that?
Yeah, maybe not, man. They're going to beat them at home and open the season, right?
All right, so you're 3-1 right now.
Right.
Virginia at home.
Win that one.
You're 4-1 right now. Things are looking up. Boston College comes to town on the 6th of October.
What a big game, man. What a big game. They beat them last year 17-14. Boston College beat them the year before. I didn't know that. I want to give them a win there. 5-1.
5-1. Boston College. Well, okay. At Clemson on the 20th?
5-2.
5-2. At Syracuse on the 27th. Happy birthday, Kristen.
That's a big one, but I'm going to go NC State wins that one on the road.
Okay, all right. There's your 6-1. Florida State on the 3rd of November.
By the way, Clemson plays at Florida State on Christian's birthday. Zach, Florida State at home, you know what? I'm going to give them a loss there.
Okay, all right.
That's three losses.
Wake Forest the following week.
That's a tough one. Wake Forest beat them last year, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a crazy. They got the kid fumbled driving in, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give them that win.
Okay. And then the final two games, at Louisville on the 17th.
Yeah, and at North Carolina. I'm going to give them a split with those.
So you got them going 8-4?
8-4, going to a bowl game. And that's good. That's not great.
At third in the Atlantic?
Hey, Finley goes down, and it's a 5-7 season. You know, he's just that kind of difference maker for them.
Matt McKay, a freshman.
Yeah. You know what, though, Zach? In thinking about this thing, boy, that West Virginia game is huge. Can we go over if they beat West Virginia?
If you go and beat West Virginia in week three, obviously you're 3-0 there. Marshall, you have to assume, is a win.
Yep.
Virginia's a win. Boston College is a win. I still think you lose to Clemson on the 20th.
But you're 5-0 going to Clemson and ranked about 15th. And yeah. So you lose that one. Okay, 5-1.
You can beat Syracuse on the 27th. Yep. Happy birthday, Kristen. Florida State at home is a winnable game at that point.
Yeah.
Wake Forest is obviously winnable.
Yep.
At Louisville, winnable. And North Carolina would be winnable.
You're going to win 10 games.
Yeah.
The West Virginia game is the huge, huge, huge game.
So your entire season hinges on a September 15th matchup against the Mountaineers.
Different confidence level, different respect level, different ranking level. Yep, that's it.
Now, let me ask you this. Last year, obviously, they lose their opener, their bigger game, I guess one of their bigger games at the beginning of the season was South Carolina, right?
Right.
Up in Charlotte,
right.
They lose that. But they go off and win six straight after that.
Right.
So could it kind of be a wake-up call as well, and instead of a turning point to drown your season, it kind of almost helps it?
It could be, man. You know, they're a Jekyll and Hyde team. You never know what you're going to get with NC State. They're going to beat somebody they're not supposed to every year. But then they lose games. I mean, should have lost to South Carolina, which they were favorite. Oh, that's another thing I meant to get to. I tell you what, we got to take a break. We get to Dave Doran.
Quick break.
Yeah, quick break. We get to Dave Doran and, like, what he's done, like, games, losing games he shouldn't lose. Because that's something you need to talk about with NC State. Hey, those numbers certainly matter. Numbers matter at University Cottages. UniversityCottages.com, Ingalls Crossing, great place to live for students. If you're looking for a great place at a very affordable price, right now, maybe waiving some security deposits. I don't know if they're still doing that or not. Check and ask about that. Here's what I'm telling you. Safety features are there. The convenience is there. Right across from Ingalls. Look, you get the cat bus, which is awful nice. You can park your car and just ride the cat bus all the way around. That's really cool. And it's your own cottage. It's not a condominium or a townhome. It's not a duplex. It's your own freestanding deal there. You're going to like that. Ceiling fans in every room, the widescreen TVs. I mean, all the amenities, all the washer and dryer and the granite countertops. You get all that stuff. It's awesome. At a really, really great price compared to everything else that's out there. Numbers matter. The one that matters at UniversityCottages.com and Ingalls Crossing is 784-3400. 784-3400. We'll come back. Dave Doran's lost games he shouldn't have lost. We'll tell you about some of those numbers when we come back right after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's the Kelly Gramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Hey students, still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students moderate and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with 2 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
This is Mom, has got it going on. This is Mom, has got
welcome back. Final segment of the show. Hey, Zach, I like talking this ACC football stuff, man. I like talking to Louisville and NC State and how it all pertains to Clemson. And I'm gonna get some other numbers that really just support just how bad Dave Dorn has been at NC State.
Do they matter?
They do matter, no doubt about that. Coming off of a loss, don't you learn a lot about somebody like coming off of a loss, like a coaching staff trying to rebound and get the troops rallied again?
Absolutely.
Coming off of a loss, he's 12-16 at NC State.
Six of those wins came last year.
Off of a bye week, don't you like learn a lot about a team off of a bye week?
Hey, you always can lose the bye week.
Yeah. He's 7-4. By the way, his bye this year is before Clemson. So, but he's 7-4. I don't think that's a great record. I told you against top 25 teams, he's 2-11. Against top 10 teams, he's 0-8. I told you he's 15-25 in the conference. How did NC State 15-25 in a conference? That's kind of crazy. And overall, at home, that's the one that kills you. 34-30 doesn't necessarily get you fired at NC State, but 19-15 at home, that's just one. Okay, so look this up. In the division, he's 4-1 against Syracuse. That's good. Against Louisville, I want to make sure I'm right by saying Louisville because this one didn't make sure of. He's only been in the league 4 years against Louisville, and he is 1-3 against Louisville. All right, so 4-1 against Syracuse, 1-3 versus Louisville. Against Wake Forest, he's 3-2. Against Clemson, he's 0-5. And against Florida State, they did beat Florida State last year. And that is, am I right by saying that's his only win? Yeah. So he's 1-4 against Florida State. So the only team, well, Syracuse he's 4-1 against. He is in the division. He's 5-9-9-15 in the division. All right. Here's something else I'm telling you, Mr. 24. Beating your rivals. Would you consider, obviously, North Carolina's a rival? East Carolina's a rival, Duke's a rival, Wake Forest's a rival. Against his rivals, he's 3-2 versus Wake Forest, 3-2 versus NC State. Versus North Carolina, and that's pretty good against North Carolina. 0-2 against East Carolina, 0-1 against Duke. He's 6-7 against teams in the state of North Carolina.
You can't be 0-2 against East Carolina.
It kills you, man.
Can do
that
it.
It kills you. In his first year, East Carolina beat him 42-28. And in 2016, East Carolina beat him 33-30.
You know what school is in North Carolina as well? James Madison, isn't it?
Virginia.
Oh, it is in Virginia. Yeah. Oh, they'll beat James Madison, though.
I think they'll beat James Madison. I think that would be the case there. Anyway, that's just a little NC State talk. Okay, with all that said, though, I think NC State's going to be better than Louisville this year. And I could be wrong, but I think they'd be better than Louisville this year. And really, here's, and we'll do some Wake Forest stuff maybe tomorrow in your first 2 hours with us. Kelly Graham is going to be with us in the final hour. Just from a talent level, Zach, Clemson's going to be the best team in the Atlantic Division. I think Florida State's going to be the second best team in that division. And after that, between Boston College, Louisville, NC State, and Wake Forest, I don't think Syracuse is as good as those teams. I don't think there's a touchdown difference in any of those other four teams. So, you know, as far as how it works out the rest of the league and all that kind of stuff, we'll kind of look at that tomorrow a little bit and break down more of the Atlantic Division. Maybe talk some Coastal Division tomorrow in your last time. And now that's it, man. You got 2 more hours, and then you're shuffling off to across the pond.
Right, 2 more hours, and I'm done. If you think I'm going to be productive from the 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, you are sorely mistaken, Mickey Plyler. Sorely mistaken.
Well, I don't mind that on a Friday, buddy.
Well, you're going to be in the studio tomorrow. It's a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be there. I can't wait to see you, buddy.
Oh, pal. Just can't wait.
Boy, have I missed you.
Just can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. Yankees off today. World Cup off today. Mm-hmm. Now, the Greenbrier starts today. We gave you the tee times for the guys earlier. Greenbrier starts today. Let's see if the Braves are back in action today or not.
Who really cares?
No, man. You know, they didn't take your bait. I was a little surprised.
I didn't get one Braves text this morning from any of you guys that won the World Series during game one there. And it's really a shame. It's an absolute shame.
Braves, by the way, go today. They are up at Milwaukee. 8-10.
Maybe they can win a series this time. It'd be good. It'd be nice.
Get back to the JV. Milwaukee's pretty good, though.
Get back to the JV.
Yeah, JV games, by the way.
Oh, boy.
But Milwaukee's pretty good. But you got Wimbledon today. But it's not a great sports day. So you know what that means, buddy? We just got to talk more football. And much, much, much more football. And we forgive someone in sports every day because of Brad Hughes and my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates, thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive sports every single day. Today, I'm going to forgive William Quackenbush. He made the statement, Zach, or about the Yankee being a bandbox in right field.
Mm-hmm.
Does he not realize that the Cincinnati Reds play in one of the biggest home run yielding ballparks out there, a little bandbox themselves?
Evidently not.
I mean, the ball flying out of that ballpark. Now, here's the thing.
You're going to forgive him? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'll forgive him because, you know, as a Cincinnati Reds fan, I don't guess he watches Reds games anymore. What Reds fans can actually watch it. And look, the Reds don't hit home runs where the opponents do hit home runs. But when the Reds had decent hitters, the ball was flying out of the ballpark there. Humidity, wind, open air, that kind of stuff, whatever. But he conveniently forgot about the Great American Ballpark, wherever that little bandbox they playing up there. Like he just, like it's some sort of, like it's a Yosemite Park or something, some big Grand Canyon out there or something. Give me a break,
You may forgive him, but I will take that to my grave.
That's it? You're not doing that?
To my grave.
All right. We'll see how that works out. Let's finish things up, buddy, as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, it's a Thursday morning, July the 5th here, as we try to get rid of the July 4th scaries. A wonderful Independence Day yesterday. I was able to celebrate it with family and friends, Tim and Bill and Bronson and Ryan and Aunt Bootsy was out there yesterday. It was just a wonderful afternoon, wonderful evening. Hope everybody at work has an easy day, a quiet morning if it needs to be quiet this morning, and then a productive afternoon, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, right here.